What would it be like if we met in real life? Come on. Don't tell me you haven't thought about it. It's okay. I don't mind. In fact, I've thought about it too. After all, reveries, daydreams. After all, reveries, daydreams. They're all part of life. And because we can see each other, it's quite natural that you've conjured up an image of me. In fact, it would be strange if you didn't think about how I looked. After all, you listen to my voice all the time. So, there's something about me that obviously intrigues you. And yet, it doesn't really matter how I look like, because it's my voice that attracts you. And I'll bet that you close your eyes as you listen to me, savoring every inflection, every whisper. I know you love it when I whisper. It's such an intimate thing for me to do, and for you to hear, to have my voice nestled deep in your consciousness as you, with your eyes closed, lie back into the pillow, and I whisper tenderly, sensually, in your ears. Do you think of me as a blonde, brunette, redhead? Is my hair long, cut short? Do I have bangs? A ponytail? Am I short, tall, or medium height? Do you imagine me as petite or full body? It doesn't really matter, does it? Because it's our minds and sensibilities connect us. So that if we ever did meet, even if we weren't each other's physical type, there'd be an immediate connection, a valuing of intellect, an appreciation of sensuality, a recognition that touch is something to be savored, and a knowledge that the sense we love more than any other is touch. So that if we ever did meet, touch would be a big part of our connection. I wonder how it could happen. Maybe we'd both be at a restaurant, and you'd hear my voice at a nearby table, or maybe I'd be playing a gig, and you'd come up after our set to chat. Perhaps we'd be at a convention, and you'd overhear me chatting at a coffee break. Do you think you'd tell me that you recognize my voice? Or would you shy away, a little embarrassed at having to own up to liking erotica? I think, given how intensely and how frequently you listen to my audios, you wouldn't really be able to help yourself. You'd have to ask me if I ever recorded audios. I'd probably play dumb and reply, "Why do we ask?" And then you'd have to answer. You'd tell me that you listen to recordings on this site, and that you think you've heard me on here. Then I'd give you a test. I'd ask you to name which recordings you remember as your favorites, and if you were confident enough to disclose which you like the most, which I'm pretty sure you would be, then the conversation would take a quick turn into quick things we found to be erotic. Naturally, you'd invite me to dinner. Then, if things went well, as I know they would, I'd invite you up to my room for a nightcap. I can imagine the scene. We'd be sitting on a couch or on the edge of the bed, and you'd ask me to improvise some dialogue. You'd tell me that you just wanted to hear my voice in real life, and you'd let me know that you were going to close your eyes so you could focus totally on how I sounded. And then this voice, the one that's in your headphones so much, would now be in the air, just a foot or so away, reverberating, murmuring, pulsating. I'd probably start improvising by talking about how good it felt to kiss someone. That's always very sensual for me. And then, without any warning to you, I'd lean over and kiss you very softly. First on your cheeks, and then on your lips. I wonder what you do. Would you open your eyes, startled? Would you settle back and feel the warm softness of my lips? I think that's what you do. Your mouth would part, and lick your lower lip. You'd let out a little moan. And then you'd kiss me back. Can you imagine what's happening right now? Go on. Close your eyes. Take off whatever you're wearing on your bottom half. Just like I'm doing right now. There. Now, we're both naked, from the waist down. Are you aroused? Can I see? I knew you would be. Do you know how I knew? Because I'm wet and sticky. My juices are flowing. Keep your eyes closed. I'm going to dip my finger into me like this. And then smear my wetness on your mouth. Does that feel good? My juices coating your lips. Can you taste me? Am I salty with desire? Do you smell my sweet aroma? Do you like it? You know what it means, don't you? When that scent emanates from between my legs, it means I want you. You know you can touch me if you want. My audio lover, my loyal fan, please touch me. Your hands feel so warm. Kiss me. I love how you're stroking my thighs. You're pushing my legs apart. Oh, fuck. I love when someone does that to me. Go on, open me up. Expose me. I'm all yours. All yours. I trust you. Can you hear that squishy, wet sound? It's my pussy. My lips are moist. That when you pull my legs open wider. You make the juices flow.
God. I'm so wicked.
This feels so delicious. Would you dip your fingers into my entrance? Just outside the lips.
Fuck. Oh, God. You feel good in me. You're so good to me.
Would you run your fingers up and down my lips? You're so sweet. That feels so nice. My lips are really full. All the blood has rushed to my gum. What are you doing? Are you getting on your knees?
Oh, God.
I'd love to have your face right next to my pussy. Would you kiss me there? Please? Pull my lips apart with your fingers. That feels amazing. Can you see my clitoris? She's such a small, delicate slip of skin. But right now, she feels enormous. Pull me open. Please. Please. My sweet clitoris. She feels so exposed. The center of my universe. Reaching up. Release the more protective folds of skin covering her. Please kiss her.
Fuck. Oh, God. Fuck. That feels so good.
Your tongue is so soft, just licking me. soft loyal flap of skin. You treat her so tenderly. Thank you, baby.